Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Hello. I'm calling to get my appliance hooked up, connected. And I was told that you're trying to reach us, but I have not received a message from you. And I received my appliance on the 8th. So I don't know what number. My name is Dawn Fuentes Holgate, and it's at 537 Park Street.
Give me one moment.
Thank you. And what's the name of the your company?
It's XPO Tech Line.
HP?
X as in X-ray, PO Tech Line.
Okay.
And what is your cell phone number so I can search you by your so I can search the order by your phone number?
617-383-1480 or it, we gave them two, which is 617-650-9221.
Okay. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you had received a phone call to call us?
No. I called Home Depot to find out whether or not, you know, why I wasn't being contacted in order to get it connected. And they told me that they gave me your number. And they said that.
So you're trying to schedule a date to get your installation done?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Give me one second. I have to wait till your order loads.
This is not an accidental shooting, and I hate that framing. I mean, this is reckless and negligent at best. I mean, it's a reckless, negligent homicide. I mean, this is. But again, I mean, I have to go back to, you know, I know these lawyers who are representing the George Floyd family and Justin Miller, who you just had on. You know, this is a perpetual state of grieving if you're Black in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have the wherewithal to pull to a well-lit area and started on the camera, and then he was made. And then he was they tried to convince him that it was his fault. You have his
children. They tried to make him sign a file paper, telling him that if he signed it, then they won't press charges and so he won't lose his ranking.
Who had minor outstanding warrants, and regardless of whatever you say,
he didn't.
Mistook your taser for your gun. And, you know, this is just, I mean, it's unacceptable. It's hurtful. It's tragic. But you know one thing that it is that's more than all of those things is unfortunately.
I'm still here. I'm just waiting for the system to load your order.
Oh, no problem.
And with law enforcement, we're supposed to breathe. We hit the street. Then we have a trial. We pray for justice, and then we do it all over again.
You know, Paul, we're showing our viewers some live pictures coming in.
But, you know, I feel that.
Okay, ma'am, I have your order pulled up here.
Yes.
Okay, we had you for the... Oh, 1 second. And are we scheduled for the freestanding gas dryer?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment.
You said you had me for what? I missed that part.
Are you trying to get the gas dryer installed?
I am.
Okay.
But I thought you were talking to me when you said I had you for.
We had. I was saying, do we have you for the freestanding gas dryer? That's what I was asking,
yep.
Making sure this is the correct order that I'm on. I don't even know if it's going. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm. So why don't they just hire somebody like permanent, like temp folk that at the job in order to?
Teaching them, you might as well hire them.
Okay, ma'am, so I'm unable to schedule for a date, so what I'm going to have to do is send an email over to Regional and have them to contact you by phone to set you a date for your installation, because they have your status is as in reschedule, and my system is not allowing me to schedule you. So I'm about to send this email over for you now while we're over the phone so that someone can contact you by phone to get you a date scheduled, okay? Give me 1 second.
Okay. That'll get somebody in there faster. Why they don't think that they had stopped sending.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So I've sent that email over for you, so someone should be contacting you by phone shortly. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No. What is your name?
I am Alexis. I work for XPO, but I had to escalate the situation over in an email because I'm not able to add a date because it's not allowing me to.
Okay, I just asked you your name so I can tell you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you have a nice evening.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same. And thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.